And that puts a lot of pressure on a Green Bay Rocker team. Remind you, last night, Rafters were up 3-0 through eight innings. And in the top of the ninth, the Chinooks had two runs of their own and had a chance to win that game. They had two outs. They had a runner on first and second. But Basir, who played third base last night, fielded a ground ball and was able to get that third out, which lifted the Rafters to a 3-2 victory. A little bit different this game. It's been back and forth. And now here on the top of the ninth, Levi Jensen, a 1-1 count with one out. Carlson stands at third. Liberta comes set. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Jensen went after it on the outside corner. 1-2. Sam Schmidt is up to bat after this. Can a big hit be sent home? The 1-2 down in the dirt. And Hernandez had to play goalie there because that went into the chest of him. If that went anywhere other than that, that would have surely could have sent Carlson home. There was not a lot of room where the backtrack is compared to home plate, so Carlson might have stood there in case. But nonetheless, it's a 2-2. Liberta sets, fires upstairs, and that's going to be ball number three. So Jensen does well, good plate discipline to fight back in this count. And now a full count with one out. Biggest pitch of the game for the Rafters. The full count. Serve. Ball hit, foul, tipped on the backside. Jensen is staying alive in this count. Here we go. So one out here. Jensen, he's already had a base hit today. Can he do it again? The full count. Strike number three. He got caught looking. On the right corner. So Jensen goes down swinging. That's two outs. The Rafters relying on Sam Schmidt. He batted at 200 before this. He struck out, flown out, and he's also been walked today. Carlson at third. And Sam Schmidt, send him home. There's a strike across the plate from Liberta. 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Liberta way up in this count. And the Rafters looking for anything here. Can they get a hit from Sam Schmidt? Claps around Green Bay and claps around Capital Credit Union. The 0-2 down in the dirt on the inside corner. That's going to be a ball. Here's Liberta. The Arizona native comes set, the 1-2. On the right edge, that's going to be a ball. So 2-2 here with two outs. Schmidt was down in the count 0-2. He's fought back, stayed disciplined, and now it's 2-2. Carlson at third. Sam Schmidt, can he be the hero in this inning? The 2-2. The check swing, did he go? And did not go. That's going to be a ball number three. So 3-2 here, a full count with two outs. So Schmidt was down 0-2. He's seen three straight balls and now has a full count. The payoff. Schmidt hits a ball into second, into Tommy Davis, who throws over to first into Kyle West. And there's out number three. So 2-2 as we head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR 97.5.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth as Paulson is up in the count here. Well, even the count 1-1 on Kyler Zukowski, seeing his first action today. He's at 10 at-bats this year, batting a 200 with two RBIs. Louisiana State University Unice product as he sees a ball in the dirt, 2-1. So the Raptors had Carlson on third. There was a ground ball from Schmidt, who wasn't able to get the first in time. So the Raptors stay at 2-2. Popped up in the air from Zukowski, running back under it into shallow left to Shane Taylor, who makes a catch for one out.
Now back to the Raptors at shortstop, number 9.
So Cooper Kelly, who has had a base hit, hit by pitch today, and he's also grounded out, will take a ball. One and one here for Kelly. As Nick Paulson remains at the mound for the Raptors here in the bottom of the ninth. Rockers have out-hit the Raptors 8-5. Nothing really has separated these teams. The only big difference for the Rockers has been that one error by center fielder Max Mims. So two balls and a strike. With one out. Bottom of the ninth. Appreciate you sticking with us here on WFHR. It has been a back-and-forth game, a gutsy and gritty game between these two teams. The 3-1 serve. There's a strike for Paulson. Cooper Kelly, the right-hander, on Paulson, the left-handed pitcher. Swing and a hard hit ground ball over to first, and an easy play there for Jack Passier, who scoops it up in the glove and runs over and tags the bag.
Catcher number 31, Carlos Hernandez.
So Carlos Hernandez, Raptors two down, one away, as Carlos Hernandez, the catcher, will be up to bat. Hernandez pops one up on the backside, 0-1. Two outs for the Raptors. They are one away from extra innings for the first time this season. The 0-1 on the outside corner evens his count up at one apiece. Two outs. The 1-1 from Paulson. Foul tipped on the third base line. 1-2. Pretty quiet around this stadium. Green Bay Rocker fans have remained in their seats. A faithful group as Hernandez swinging a miss. Strike number three. So that's the end of nine as we head to the top of the 10th inning here on WFHR 97.5.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the 10th inning we go here for extra innings. 2-2 game as the Raptors do up as a pitching change is true for the Green Bay Rockers. Kyle Stoddard, the right-handed pitcher out of Bettendorf, Iowa, the redshirt junior, and he goes to Missouri Southern State. So the Raptors return to the top of the order as Brandon Rogers, who has been struck out twice, he's grounded out, and he's also been walked today. So he's looking for his first hit of the game. So a runner stands at second, and the rule is a runner at second that starts the things off in the extra innings. So Sam Schmidt looks like to be the one at second. So Stoddard. So yeah, the rule in extra innings to start things off, a runner starts on second, and that, you know, increases the likelihood of runs being scored. Rogers sees a strike as Stoddard's first pitch of the game is down the plate, 0-1. And so the first two games between these two, the Rockers will be at Witter Field tomorrow night, but there's still some unfinished business here in the top of the 10th, the 0-1. A curveball on the outside edge, 1-1. So Schmidt at second, Rogers a 1-1 count. Here's the serve. A breaking ball down low, 2-1. Can the Raptors make some magic here in the top of the 10th? That question has yet to be answered. The 2-1 delivery. Rogers a swing and a miss. He went after that one. 2-2. Now is the count. So Stoddard shakes it off. He shakes it off again. Now comes Sepp. Looks back towards second. And then releases the 2-2. Rogers foul tips one back on the back side of the back track in the netting. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, zero out. Schmidt stands at second. Stoddard looks back towards second, and now the serve home. Down in the dirt, that's a wild pitch. Schmidt gets to third. And now the Rafters in scoring position here with zero outs. Schmidt stands at third, and now he's having some chatter with Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach. So now a full count here. Hernandez having a word with Stoddard. That ball went way before home plate. It bounced in the chest of Hernandez and then got out on the right side, which gave Schmidt the go-ahead to third. So now a full count here with Rogers. Base hit surely sends one home of Schmidt. Can Rogers continue his magic? He's been halted today, but in the first two games, he was exceptional. The full count delivery, ball tipped on the back side, still staying alive. Three balls, two strikes. Stoddard stands at the mound. The full count serve. Rogers foul tips one on the backside once again. Staying alive here. So Schmidt at third here in the top of the 10th. Rogers, the right-hander on Stoddard, the right-handed pitcher. The full count delivery way upstairs. That's going to put Rogers on first on ball number four. So Rogers on first, Schmidt on third. And now Ty Johnson, the McLennan Community College alum, as he's going to be playing his collegiate baseball at Baylor in the Big 12. So Johnson has ground out today. He's flown out, and he's also struck out twice. He's had batted a 500 before today. They're going to need him here. The pitch, and Johnson sends one up on the right field line. Heading for home is Schmidt. Rounding second, getting to third is Rogers, and the Rafters take a 3-2 lead here in the top of the 10th. Big play there for Ty Johnson. And the Rafters up one. They needed it. First lead today, and it comes at a special time. So Jack Basir with zero outs, Rogers at third, and Johnson at first. Across the plate, outside in the zone, just outside the zone for a ball. So Rafters 3, Rockers 2, no outs, and a strike across the plate. So Ty Johnson at first, Brandon Rogers at third, and the Rafters on the verge of doubling their lead. The 1-1, foul tipped on the backside in the back track. 1-2. So first lead today for the Rafters. Rockers took the lead in the bottom of the third. Rafters answered top of the fourth. The Rockers got one back top of the sixth. Rafters answered top of the seventh. And now in the top of the tenth, Rafters 3, Rockers 2. And a ground ball gets through second and third. Rogers gets home, and the Rafters double their lead. Starting to put it on here in the top of the tenth. It's gone quiet here at Capital Credit Union Park. So Ty Johnson on second and Jack Basir on first. The bats are starting to roll here in extra innings. So Matt Olive will be on deck and will take the plate. With no outs, there's a strike. Excuse me, there's a ball. It has gone dead silent here at Capital Credit Union Park. And Olive sends one up to second base. The flip, the throw over to first, and a 1-2 double play. But Ty Johnson gets to third. So the flip over from Kelly to Davis. Davis throws it back to Kyle West at first. There's two outs, but the Rafters, two runs here. They're up 4-2. And now Shane Taylor, the left-hander, is up. Taylor struck out. He's been walked twice, and he's also gotten a triple. And he sees an 0-1 count. The 0-1. There's a strike. 0-2. After some big hits this inning here in the top of the 10th. Up 4-2, the 0-2, with a check swing. Did he go? The head umpire looking to third base. Ump and said he did not. So 1-2 count with two outs. This has been a long and gutsy game between these two. The 1-2, way upstairs, that's a ball. So 2-2. Here, it's been exciting. Rafters have stuck with it. And what would be a hard-fought win here in Green Bay, the 2-2. Down in the dirt, and Ty Johnson thought about going for a sec, but Hernandez had to play kind of a goalie role there to keep that pitch from going on the right side. So now it's a full count. Ty Johnson stands at third, who sent Sam Schmidt home. And swinging a ground ball over to Kyle West, who stands on the bag at first. So that's the third out for the Rockers. Not before the Rafters get two. They're up 4-2, and they have one inning left. See, they can seal their second victory of the year. We'll be back in a moment.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom half of the inning, and perhaps if the Raptors can get three outs as the first ball on the way. So Carlos Hernandez stands at second. Andrew Harris is up. Raptors up 4-2. Bottom 10th here for the Rockers. Three outs away. Boston, the 1-0. Across the plate, there's a strike. One and one. Rockers have out hit the Raptors 8-7, but the Raptors' timely hits has put them in front here in this ball game. Popped up on the back side from Harris. One and two. The 1-2 here for Nick Paulson. Can he get the save? Hernandez stands at second. Hernandez remains there as the 1-2 serve is down in the dirt and just a bit in the basement, as some would say. 2-2. Paulson looks back and then fires. Ball hit well. Back towards right center field. Does it have the distance? Rogers at the wall, and it's gone. The Rockers, two-run shot, ties this game up at four apiece. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The Raptors had a chance and a two-run shot from Andrew Harris ties this one up at four apiece. Max Mims is now up for the Rockers as a strike is there for Paulson. Man, Raptors had a chance, and then that was gone there from Andrew Harris. Rogers was at the wall, and that ball bounced off the top wall and gets a home run. So now it's 4-4 here, bottom 10. As a ball dinged on the right side. So one ball, two strikes. Raptors going to have to regather and not allow any more runs here. As a foul tipped into the glove of Jensen. So that's going to be the third strike. One out for Nick Paulson. A gut punch there on that last one from Andrew Harris, who hit that ball in the right center. So Tommy Davis is due up from Oklahoma Wesleyan. As he sees a ball. Here's the pitch from Paulson, foul tipped on the right side. Just when you thought this game couldn't get more interesting, and it surely does. So the Rockers even this one up. It's four apiece here, bottom 10, as swinging a ball through the second base line, and then Tommy Davis gets on first. One out, Davis on first. And now Kyle West. The Rafters do not want to see batting a 455 before today. He's had a base hit. He's flown out twice, and he's grounded out as well. This game started at 6:35, 9:30 Central time here, so it's been about 3 hours as the Rockers' two-run shot from Andrew Harris as West dings a ball on the left field line. That goes out for foul. Rafters had two big runs in the top of the 10th, but the Rockers have answered as the pickoff attempt from Paulson is not there on Tommy Davis. A ball and a strike with one out. The 1-1, strike two on Paulson, on West. When the Rafters were up 4-2, this stadium was dead. They had not much support from the crowd. And then Kyle West drills one up the second base line. Rounding second is Tommy Davis. He heads to third, and Taylor cannot get that. So through the middle, West on first, and Harris and Davis on third. And JoJo Jackson is up. Kirk Schreider having a word with Nick Paulson. And the Rockers one run away from winning this game. So Schreider comes in, sits Paulson down, and it looks like a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Don't have word on that yet. Looks to be all right. Well, Rafters have made that change. It was a gut-wrenching punch from Harris as he drove one out into deep right center, which put this game at four apiece. And has really hurt the Rafters. Now a runner on third. This looks to be Sidney Ferry, the pitcher for the Rafters. So he's going to step in in hopes to not allow the Rockers their last run. JoJo Jackson is up for the Rockers. So Kyle West stands at first, Tommy Davis at third, and JoJo Jackson is now up. Here's the pitch. Downstairs in the dirt. Up 4-2. And you felt the Raptors could get three more outs. Two-run shot. And now, as the Jensen was going to throw over and stealing first to second is Kyle West. So West is on second. Davis on third. And the winning run is 90 feet away for the Rockers. What would be a gut-wrenching loss for this Wisconsin Rapids team. Jackson pops one up in the air. Davis is waiting to run under it. Hugo catches it, and Davis takes off. The throw from Hugo over the play at the plate, and Davis slides across. There's the win for the Rockers, and they win 5-4 in a hard-fought game. Man, the Rafters really had a chance to win this game. And a walk-off win. And the Gatorade has been dumped on Jackson on a walk-off sacrifice fly. So Rockers 5, Rafters 4. But the Rafters have a chance to get their revenge tomorrow night as they will take on the Green Bay Rockers tomorrow at Witter Field. A hard-fought game for the Rafters. They trailed. They were down 1-0. They tied at 1-1. Down 2-1. Tied at 2-2. And then they went up 4-2 in the top of the 10th. But they will have their chance as the Rockers got three straight runs in the bottom of the 10th. Rafters, Rockers at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow at 6:05. First pitch will be live at 5:50. But from Green Bay and Capital Credit Union Park, from a gutsy and tough loss for the Rafters, I'm Joey Fear with you on WFHR 97.5. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S&S Distributing. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The U.S. House is on track to take a vote on whether to raise the debt ceiling and avert default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Tonight, we might come together to do something very big for this nation. Don't mistake it that it's the solution. It's the beginning.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries supports the bill and takes aim at far-right Republicans.
President Biden understood, despite the hostage-taking situation that you will necessarily thrust the country into, that we had an obligation, a responsibility to avoid a catastrophic default.
Ron DeSantis kicks off his bid for the White House in Iowa with five stops in 24 hours. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Most Iowans remain undecided, but those we spoke to were familiar with his record as governor, thanks to several moves that garnered national attention. New laws restricting access to abortion, expanding gun rights, and the so-called Don't Say Gay law that prompted a fight with Disney.
I like DeSantis' policies based on what he's done for Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis has put action to words.
With a massive campaign war chest and a super PAC already knocking on thousands of Iowa doors, DeSantis is working to cut into former President Donald Trump's sizable lead.
Two sources familiar with the matter confirmed to CBS News that special counsel investigators in the Mar-a-Lago documents case have an audio tape of former President Trump acknowledging he held onto a classified document after he left office. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The sources said Trump acknowledges there are national security restrictions on the memo that detailed potential plans to attack Iran. One source said that Trump stated he should have declassified the record before leaving the White House.
The U.S. is sending another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
To provide Ukraine with additional munitions for Patriot air defense systems, which Ukraine has been deploying quite effectively, as well as more Avenger air defense systems, Stinger anti-aircraft systems.
We're often told that less is internet usage, the better, but it may not be the case when it comes to older adults and the risk of dementia. CBS's Matt Piper.
A study of more than 18,000 adults between 50 and 65 finds that internet usage may help to develop and maintain cognitive reserve, which can in turn compensate for brain aging and reduce the risk of dementia. NYU professor Virginia Chang is one of the researchers behind this study.
We found this sort of unexpected U-shaped relationship where using it not at all was not good for you, and using it too much was also not good for you either. So there seems to be this sweet spot somewhere between 1 and 2 hours.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Making an impact, sponsored by Grainger. Byron Bistro's culinary program hopes to shape high school students into the next generation of chefs and restaurant staff. Senior Braden Gunter says it's paying off.
I'd much rather go out and buy some groceries and cook myself some food than, you know, just rely on DoorDash every day.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pan, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big...
Welcome back to the last half hour of our show of the week. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are very excited to be rolling into a beautiful weekend where it sounds like every corner of the state is going to be sunny and have great temperatures, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
So certainly looking forward to that. And we will be off on Monday. Do we have a rerun playing?
We do have a rerun playing.
Which ones did you pick?
Monday.
This past Monday? Perfect. So yeah. If you missed Monday's show, you can hear it on Monday. There you go.
You're going to be busy doing things too, so.
Yeah. Certainly get out and enjoy the day. Certainly if you have time, as much as this weekend is the unofficial kickoff of summer, and I'm sure that you have boats to go on or barbecues to go to, certainly spend some time reflecting on the fact that the holiday is meant to remember all the veterans who gave their life and, you know.
And their families.
And their families. Yeah. And so that is an important part of this weekend as well, beyond hot dogs and brats and beer.
Exactly.
But, all right. So the fourth week running, we're doing Emma the Sphincter, which is our take or at least our new name, on taking different submissions to the subreddit called Am I the A-hole?
Yes.
Where we pick some of the ones, best ones from the past week, and we kick them around. We invite you to let us know if you think the person is right, in the right, or in the wrong. 844-967-2789, because it's people, it's just average people who put in their real life scenario, conundrum, and are genuinely asking, am I in the right or in the wrong in this thing that just happened in my life? And then people on Reddit, Redditors, give their opinion, and we also now give our opinion.
Exactly.
And so, this first one, so again, feel free to text, feel free to call, feel free to leave a comment on the live stream, 844-967-2789. Am I the sphincter for returning a birthday gift I got from my boyfriend after he insulted me about my colorful past?
This sounds juicy.
Sounds very juicy. Colorful past. Sounds... I feel like colorful is in the eye of the beholder.
Without a doubt. And I don't think colorful is applied equally amongst the genders.
Oh, no. I would certainly agree with that. All right, here we go. This happened last night, but my phone is still blowing up. I, a female who is 26, dipped into my savings and got Mike, my boyfriend, 27, a PS5 for his birthday yesterday.
That's a gaming system.
It's a gaming system. It's PlayStation 5. I don't know. I don't know if that's the newest one, but I think they all are hundreds of dollars, so not cheap. He knew he was getting the PS5 because he told me that the PS5 is the only thing he wants. We've been together for 4 years, so the cost didn't matter. That is, until I found out what he thinks of me. Some background. When I was 18, I was involved with Jake, a guy who I met online. We ended things after 3 months, and I moved on shortly with Adam, a guy from work. I found out a couple months later that Jake and Adam were actually really close friends, but I didn't know Jake long enough to meet his friend group, so I had no idea.
Okay. It's not like she went after this guy's friend.
No, it's not like it was a friend group and like she left one for the other.
Right. She didn't know that they were friends.
So after finding out, I took some time off of dating, and 2 years later, I met my current boyfriend, Mike. I was upfront and honest with Mike about my past. I don't even know. Is that a past?
She had two
relationships?
You had
two boyfriends that happened to end up knowing each other and you didn't know? Well, all right, whatever. I was upfront and honest with Mike about my past and the fact that I was unintentionally involved with friends. He said he understood and my past didn't bother him. Last night at his party, I showed up with a PS5 and told him and his friends were screaming with joy. His best female friend, Jessica, laughed and said, I wish I was a thought so I could afford a PS5 too. Now, do you know what a thought is?
No. And it's spelled T-H-O-T.
So it's an acronym for that hoe over there.
Oh, how lovely.
So thought is like, yeah, it's a...
You're a slut.
Yeah. So it's like, it's an acronym. It's like another term for slut. I looked at her and with an excuse me look on my face, and she just said, never mind, and walked away. I confronted my boyfriend about it, and he just said, and I quote, she's just messing with you. You can't take a joke.
I hate that. I hate
gaslighting.
I hate that. It's just a joke. Continue.
So I pushed further as to why this girl is even calling me names to begin with. And he said, well, everyone knows you were a thought before you met me. I asked him to explain how I was a thought before him. And he said, you know, messing with best friends. He then pat me on the shoulder and said that it's okay because I'm not who I was back then. And if he could get over my colorful past and thought mentalities to give me a chance, then I could get over Jessica's comments and give her another chance.
Oh, my God.
He's lucky he didn't get kicked in the groin. I didn't say anything. I just got up, took the PS5 from the gift table and left.
Good.
He was pissed.
Too bad, baby.
He literally called me like 20 times, but I didn't care. I was so hurt that I took the bow off, took it straight back to the store I got it from. They happily returned it.
Good.
I thought that was done, but Mike and all his friends including Jessica, are berating me for being petty, and they're all saying I brought this on myself by making poor choices. I responded to Mike and told him that he deserves better than me, so find someone who wasn't a thought and get the PS5 from them because I returned it. He started screaming how I'm the biggest a-hole for returning it and how I should be happy he ignored my colorful past. I'm thinking maybe taking it back went too far. Absolutely not!
Oh, girl, you didn't go far enough, and you just escaped.
Oh, my God.
You just escaped from what would have been an unbelievably toxic relationship.
I can't believe they'd been together for 4 years at that point.
Unreal.
And nothing was a red flag that this person was capable of treating you this poorly and being this inconsiderate?
Maybe there were red flags that she just didn't include in that. Oh, she should get a prize.
Oh, my gosh. But this is what I mean. The definition of a colorful past. Are you kidding me? That the fact that she accidentally dated people who were friends that she didn't even know that they were friends until afterwards. And even if they were, who cares? Who cares?
And it goes back to as well. Why is that term only associated with women? A colorful past. So you had more than one sexual partner.
I think the kids now call it body count.
Oh, okay. That's
what's really, your body count?
That's so romantic. but not for men. They're studs. The more sex you have, the better man you are, right?
It changes. I think it's changing a little bit. Like, I've certainly in my time have called men like, oh, he's sluts. Like, he's an F-boy and stuff like that. Like, there are more terms now. But it's still not equivalent.
It's not.
And it still comes down, I still think it just comes down to men's frail ego of being worried that someone might have outperformed them in your past. And they maybe can't get over that if that's why they want to make sure that you are as close to a virgin as possible before you get to them.
I feel you may be onto something.
This is a clear-cut decision. I don't think that they're like, absolutely not. If that's how he actually thinks about you, the fact that he wouldn't defend you.
Seriously.
The fact that this is how he thinks about you and then told all of his friends. And clearly by the reaction, he wasn't upset that you were upset. He was upset that you returned the PS5. And that's why he was screaming at you, because he wanted that so badly because I'm just a little boy and I didn't get what I wanted.
Exactly.
You're being petty.
At least from what I pulled up, those PlayStation 5s range from $500 to $600.
Yeah, so not cheap.
You're a 27-year-old man. Go buy your own toy.
And, like, the fact that all of his friends had the audacity to call her, like, you got out.
She's so lucky.
By the skin of your teeth.
She's so lucky. Gosh, I wish we could call her.
I know. Be like, do not go back to
ever,
this person.
Ever.
Do not go buy back that. And I think that's basically what I've seen so far, because I think there's thousands. There's 2,800 comments right now, and I haven't read through all of them, but most of them are like, no, you are not the sphincter.
Kristen from Iguanago at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY says, dump the bunch. New friends are on the horizon. Mean people stay mean.
That is true. Thank you, Kristen. This is his group of friends do not care about you. Jessica Sterling does not care about you. Jessica probably has a crush on him in the first place.
Good point.
And or if not, they have one of their own flirtation going. But this is cut and dry. Save that money, spend it on yourself. Definitely not the sphincter.
No, not by a long shot. And again, congratulations on your escape.
And this was the same thing. I feel like, remember the prank that happened? I forgot which. It was one of the streaming services, and it was a Super Bowl commercial, this last Super Bowl, that they pranked the audience. They pranked everyone by thinking you were changing the commercial, changing the channel, but it was an actual commercial. And I fell for it. Like, Mike and I were watching the Super Bowl at home, and I was like, are you changing the channel right now? But there was stories that popped up. Like, people broke up over that commercial because men flipped out so aggressively on their girlfriends because they thought they were changing the channel that it was like, oh, red flag. No, thank you. I do not want to be in this relationship anymore. If this is how you react when you think I'm changing the channel, which I'm not, it was a prank as a commercial. And so every once in a while, these things, like, this is why you need good friends to be like, this is what I'm mirroring back to you. This is not healthy behavior.
Right.
There's other people out there.
Absolutely. She is so much better off.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
Gotta be quick.
Gotta be quick. All right. Am I the sphincter for not taking my wife's side and siding with my parents? Ooh, that is rough. Background, my wife and I, as well as my brother and his wife, went to visit our parents as we have not seen them in a while. My parents had a box of $300 ginseng, that's really expensive ginseng, in the fridge to be given as a gift for their close friend's wedding anniversary tomorrow. We know this because it came up in conversation during lunch. They also told us to keep it to ourselves to anything, help ourselves to anything in the fridge, but to not touch the ginseng for obvious reasons.
It's a gift.
The problem came when a few hours later, my parents called us in a panic saying they couldn't find the ginseng and if anyone saw it. I didn't take it, and at first I thought they just happened to misplace it somewhere. However, they insisted that they both agreed on not moving it out of the fridge drawer for that exact reason. All of us denied taking it, and the conversation got more heated when my father started yelling that someone must have taken it since it was only missing when we came to visit. All of us continued to deny taking it, with my wife being really quiet. And then my father said that if it doesn't turn up soon, he'd have to have everyone's belongings checked.
Ooh.
That was when my wife admitted that she took it. Apparently, it was some popular brand that my in-laws mentioned, and she wanted to give it to them. And she thought that no one would notice since it was an inconspicuous place in the fridge.
What?
My mother-in-law later called and said my parents overreacted over such an inconsequential thing and screamed at me that I was an a-hole for not defending my wife. The thing is, in my opinion, it wasn't a small thing. My wife literally stole hundreds of dollars from my parents and tried to lie her way out of it. While I agree with that, my parents shouldn't have started yelling and accusing us. I feel like my wife was in the wrong for taking the ginseng in the first place. The situation has caused a lot of friction, and we haven't been speaking since I got home. Since coming home. All right, we're going to talk about this one when we come back. But I have thoughts.
I have thoughts as well.
If you have thoughts, join us for our last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Would you defend your wife if she stole $300 from your parents? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a big, fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big, fizzy douche.
And don't die sad and alone.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone. Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Drum roll!
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Seems like.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Metnair, and we are ending this week on two, I think, very clear-cut, yeah. Am I the sphincters?
Absolutely.
The last segment, we talked about a girlfriend who's happened to have dated two guys that were friends that she didn't even know, and for some reason she thought that was worth telling her current boyfriend, who then labeled her as a thought, which is another word for a slut, and her colorful past. And so when she found out this is how she thought he thought of her, she returned his PS5. And then she started to think, well, was that going too far? And we absolutely said, no. Break up with him.
Yes, immediately.
This guy is a jerk. He wants his PS5 more than he cares about you. And then this last one is basically this guy's wife stole $300 worth of ginseng, or three. I don't know. I didn't know ginseng can be this expensive, but basically a gift that his parents had bought for someone else. She took it out of the fridge to give to her parents and then
lied about it
and then is upset that he didn't defend her.
She told, and her parents are upset that he didn't defend
her. Yes, and it's like
WFHR, hey. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Local